Biography of Bichamp as told by Leverson. Part 2. In the earlier antiseptic operations of Lister, the patients died in great numbers, so that it came to be a gruesome sort of medical joke to say that the operation was successful, but the patient died. But Lister was a surgeon of great skill and observation, and he gradually reduced his employment of antiseptic material to the necessary and not too large dose, so that his operations were successful and his patients lived. Had he learned his technique from the discoverer of antisepsis, Bichamp, he would have saved his earlier patients, but deriving it second-hand from a savant who did not understand the principle he was plagiarizing, Lister had to acquire his subsequent knowledge of the proper techniques through his practice, in other words, at the cost of his earlier patients. Bichamp carried further the aphorism of Virchow, omnis cellula et cellula, which the state of microscopical art and science at that time had not enabled the latter to achieve. Not the cellule, but the microzymus must, thanks to Bichamp's discoveries, be today regarded as the unit of life, for the cellules are themselves transient and are built up by the microzymus, which, physiologically, are imperishable, as he has clearly demonstrated. Bichamp studied the diseases of the silkworm, 1866, then ravaging the southern provinces of France, and soon discovered that there were two of them, one the pébrine, which is due to a parasite, the other the flacherie, which is constitutional. A month later, Pasteur, in a report to the Academy of his first silkworm campaign, denied the parasite, saying of Bichamp's observation, "That is an error," yet in his second report he adopted it as though it was his own discovery. The foregoing is but a very imperfect list of the labors and discoveries of Antoine Bichamp, of which the work here translated was the crowning glory. The present work describes the latest of all the admirable biological discoveries of the Professor Bichamp. It is proposed to follow it up with a translation of The Theory of the Microzymas and the Microbian System, now in course of translation, and The Microzymas, the translation whereof is completed. Other works will, it is hoped, follow, viz. The Great Medical Problems, the first part of which is ready for the printer, Venus Fermentation, translation complete, and New Researches upon the Albuminoids, also complete. The study of these and of the other discoveries of Professor Bichamp will produce a new departure and a sound basis for the sciences of biology, of physiology, and of pathology, today floating in chaotic uncertainty and confusion, and will, it is hoped, bring the medical profession back to the right path of investigation and of practice from which it has been led astray into the microbian theory of disease, which, as before mentioned, was declared by Bichamp to be the greatest scientific silliness of the age. Montague R. Leverson, London, 1911.